Let's talk about why people getting cut off of food stamps don't just affect people on SNAP.
So, come November the 1st, at least 25 states plan on completely shutting down food stamps.
This woman claims she gets food stamps but doesn't have any kids. Says, "I have 0 kids. I love my sister. If you get denied, reapply and lie." I don't know what's going on here, but right now there is a bunch of videos surfacing on the internet of people flexing their EBT account. Like, I saw this woman bragging about how her EBT debit card has $23,000. You got people here bragging about, hey, if you don't get food stamps, just reapply, lie on the application. Because there's so much lying, fraud, and dishonesty, you got people receiving double benefits, people receiving benefits from 6 different states, and you kind of see why the current administration is kicking off like 800,000 people from the food stamp program. You know, this woman says effective December 1st, all this EBT stuff, the requirements, the eligibility, they're all changing. As now, if you're aged between 18 and 64, you're going to have to work at least 20 hours a week or some sort of volunteering. Now, there's a lot of criteria and a lot of exceptions, like if you can't work, if you're too old to work, if whatever, something big is happening, they will protect you and you could still get your food stamps. But the main problem right now is, let's be real, there are a lot of very young individuals in America who can work but choose not to work because getting EBT and food stamps are so incredibly easy. Check out some of these videos.
Okay, so it's a lady in Memphis crying about her food stamps being gone. She got 5 kids. My question to this lady in Memphis, if you knew you couldn't take care of 1 and 2, why did you have 3, 4, and 5? I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. I don't feel sorry for none of these folks out here crying about no damn food stamps. Not even a little bit. I mean, y'all need to get out there and figure it out like the rest of us do. But another question is, where's y'all baby daddies at? Y'all sit here crying and yelling, screaming, hooting, hollering about your food stamps getting taken away. Where's your baby daddy? Why are you not raising such a big fuss about your baby daddy not helping you? I don't know. Y'all let me know. Am I wrong? I don't care what y'all say because I'm going to feel how I feel. I'm not going to change it. I don't feel sorry for them, not even a little bit. Are y'all feeling sorry for all these yahoos out here crying about food stamps? Get the fuck out of here.
Let's talk about it. It's comments like this makes me feel like people want people not to eat and have food. The comment reads, "Good, down with EBT." That's wonderful that you would comment that, but let's speak about it. I just hope that you never need any type of assistance and that your family never needs any type of assistance or that they're not on assistance. These are the type of comments that made me feel like these type of people will ride by somebody who's homeless and say, oh, they want to be homeless for any type of reason, or I'm not giving them anything because they choose to be homeless, not knowing the situation or their story. EBT helps feed the children. What about the children? I'm baffled because I just know it's somebody in your family who gets EBT. Y'all want people to be hungry. Y'all want them to starve. Philippians 4 verse 19 says, "And God will meet all your needs according to his riches and glory." So God made a promise and he will keep it, okay?
I see a lot of people freaking out right now, and while Aaron and Harry are usually very good at making sure we have reliable resources, I personally haven't seen anywhere that specifies specifically that SNAP will be impacted by the federal assistance being paused. We don't even know if that's necessarily legal for them to do, especially with people having children and being disabled and unable to work. We can't just stop them from being able to eat for up to 3 months. Of course, though, it was explained in Project 2025 that they did want to get rid of these assistance programs, so there's no way of really knowing for sure. I would not put it past Trump to pass this through and really impact people's lives in this way and so quickly. But for right now, I think we just need to wait and see, and hopefully everyone is properly taken care of. Hopefully today we will get solid confirmation on which programs will be impacted so people can plan accordingly.
So obviously something must be happening because it says my SNAP deposit will arrive, but it may be delayed. So obviously something is happening that wasn't happening before, because previously it said that the SNAP was not going to be uploaded at all. So obviously something is happening. Hopefully it happens soon and everybody will get their SNAP benefits back and the American people can eat once again. I'm with you, my friend. I'm right there with you in the trenches. We can be in the trenches together if we need be. I've posted some videos about creators you can follow who are making wartime and recession meal recipes modernized for people these days. So go on, check that out. And I hope we can support each other in this very, very, very difficult time. Love you.
So this is day one of people not having their EBT due to this government shutdown, right? Please, everybody, be safe, all right? Don't give these people what they want, which is to enforce martial law, because that ain't gonna be good for none of us. So, you know what I'm saying? Try your best to work with what you got. And even if you have to, bro, for the time being, do some Uber Eats, do some DoorDash, but don't put yourself in a situation that you don't need to be in. Because when it comes down to it, bro, the more y'all give these people what they want, the more control they're going to try to have over the masses. You know what I'm saying? So just be safe out here. All right? Please be safe out here. Because I really believe that they're trying to create the purge. Real talk.
I don't know why y'all coming on TikTok hollering and crying about how your food stamps got cut off. Everybody's food stamps got cut off. What y'all expect people, other people to do, bitch? The people that were actually supplying your food stamps, we're fucking happy that your shit got cut off so we can stop paying for the motherfucker. Get a damn job, bitch. Your legs work. You're not paralyzed. You got all your fucking limbs. You are capable of setting that camera up and clicking the record button to make that video of you crying, hollering, and screaming. You're capable of applying for a damn job, putting in an application, and clocking the fuck in. Food stamps, any type of government assistance was to help you get on your feet, not stay off them motherfuckers. Get a fucking job and clock the fuck in. I don't feel bad for you. The only people I feel bad for are the elderly and the people that are actually physically disabled that don't have no motherfucking legs. I can't walk. I don't feel bad for your able-bodied bitches that just decide to lay up there and have a bunch of kids. To try to keep a man that don't fucking want you. Bitch, I don't feel bad at all. Get a fucking job and stop showing up on my motherfucking For You page hollering and crying about how your food stamps got cut off. I'm glad, motherfucker. I'm glad.
Breaking news, guys. They are cutting $2 million worth of food stamps in September. If you have a job, you are eligible for food stamps. You know, back then, you couldn't have a job, you couldn't have a house, you couldn't have nothing to qualify for food stamps. But now, if you work 30 hours a week, you can qualify for food stamps, or maybe even 20 hours a week for some cases. So, they are cutting $2 million. Hopefully, you're in that batch and qualify for food stamps. And if you haven't applied yet, put your application in, and it's going to take about 3 to 4 days to get approved. If you don't work, I'm not sure how that goes. I think you have to work at least 20 hours a week to qualify for food stamps now. So thanks to Donald Trump, he changed the game for a lot of mothers, fathers that's trying to get food stamps but couldn't because they was working. So now you're gonna be able to get food stamps.
Me and my kids have been 5 days without food. 5 days ago, my food stamps were taken from me, stolen from me, with no warning. Today, I get this food stamp letter from the fucking food stamp office telling me not only am I losing my food stamps, I'm losing my $2,100 in cash benefits that I get every single month to pay my bills. I'm losing my Section 8. My food stamps have now decreased from $4,300 to $19 a month for 6 kids. How the hell am I supposed to feed 6 kids at $19 a freaking month? On top of having to come up with rent, because now I don't have Section 8. Cash benefits. No cash benefits. My $300 utility check that I get every single month, I will no longer be getting. We're going to be left out on the fucking streets. They take all of my food stamps. I don't even have a fucking dollar to my name, and I have 6 kids to feed. Please tell me, how is this making America great again? Can somebody make that?
So fucking pissed.
My food stamps just got cut from a little over $3,000 a month to $800 a month, and I'm pregnant with my 9th child, and I genuinely don't know how I'm gonna pay the grocery bill. The money we saved by having the government pay for our groceries, we were using to pay for our mortgage. But now, if we're gonna have to use our mortgage money to eat, I don't know how we're gonna make it. It's not possible for me to go out and get a job right now because I'm pregnant with my 9th child and it's currently summer break. So if I were to get a job, I would have to send all 8 of my other kids to daycare, which I can't afford, and I don't have any like marketable skills to where I can make a job that would be paying more than the daycare cost. I have 6 different baby daddies and I've tried going to all of them to ask for more child support, and only one of them has offered to give me an extra $100 a month, which like I'm grateful for that, but it's not enough to take care of all of my kids. I'm planning on taking the baby daddy that I know makes the most money back to court to see if I can get a little bit more of his income, but I can't afford to take every baby daddy back to court to get more money. So I'm in such a bind right now.
A lot of y'all finna feel how we been feeling all these years, cause Trump's new bill came into effect on the 1st and he cutting 2 million y'all off stamps. Now mind y'all, when y'all started acting funny with us and didn't wanna, you know, sell your yams, we let y'all live. We didn't say anything. When Keith started acting funny with me, I was like, okay, I chalked up to the chin. I just had to balance my money and redo my budget. I couldn't buy the things I wanted to buy. Now y'all finna feel how we feel. We don't want y'all get on here crying, asking for no CAs, because we been doing this for years. Y'all have fun at the grocery store, because we going to be looking at y'all when y'all be in the line and y'all be asking us, do you got, no, we don't got a thing. Rethink your choices. Learn your lesson. The next time you need me, I ain't going to be there. Okay?
Trump has cut my food stamps from $2,800 down to $350. Now, what am I supposed to do? Huh? So, I literally just got this piece of mail today saying that due to new policy changes from the Trump administration, all this shit, whatever, that all these cuts and whatever he's doing over there, now they're telling me I have to go work. Now I have to go do all this. Well, I literally got 5 kids. Okay. I'm trying to sit here and spend time with them. I'm not trying to go work, you know, 50, 60 hours a week so I can pay bills. I just really don't understand. You know, I voted for him this last election because I thought what he had good was going on, but now all of a sudden, all this policy stuff's coming out, and now he's making all these cuts, and now he doesn't want to help the less fortunate people no more. I'm done with that guy. I'm done with that guy. I'm not. If he gets voted in again, I'm leaving this country. Because I'm not dealing with this no more. This is all shit.
Trump done cut them food stamps off. Trump done cut them food stamps off. I can't call none of my damn sisters to get a couple of damn yams. I can't call none of my people to say, girl, let me get a couple of yams. Why was you messing with them? And I understand, you know, they talking about you need to get a job. I'm a working person. But a lot of people work, baby, and still need them yams. Still need them yams. Do you understand? I was so hurt when my people were like, man, you know, those food stamps this month, because he really cut them off. He really did away with food stamps. Like, what? Wow.
I went from having $1,100 EBT every month. And that was just with 4 children. To zero. Now, how the fuck am I going to feed my children? Was the first thing that came to my mind. Then my inner voice was like, girl, you've been feeding these children with or without food stamps before you got food stamps, so you could still do it. Like, I told y'all I was going to take y'all to a food bank with me. When I tell y'all I just left a community event, I'm about to go to another one. I came home to take a break because, baby, it's hot out there. I told my children to Google some food banks that may be open or maybe open next week, you know, so I could take y'all with me. When I tell you they Googled it and they was taking me there, they was GPSing me. Tell me why I pulled up at the food bank and went no food bank. So y'all got to be careful with a GPS take, y'all. Because I went to the food bank and it was nothing there but an abandoned building on the other side. But the dot where the pin where the food bank supposed to be at, it looked like where Pennywise live at. Wasn't a church. Wasn't a building. Wasn't a house. It was a tunnel with trees and stuff grew over it. I just knew I was about to bring me a box of food home today. But I promise you them children get a meal every night. Whether it's a bologna sandwich, some noodles. Y'all act like y'all know how to make struggle meals. Do I need to start a series on how to make a struggle meal? I think I'll do that. And no, because y'all stay tuned because I'm going to show y'all the event we went to earlier. And I'm going to show y'all the one we're going to tonight. And all I did was Google events that's going on in this state, today's date, and they popped up. They had a clothes drive, and they also had the trick-or-trunks. It was so hot out there. After they trick-or-trunk, I had to use the bathroom. The building was closed, so I didn't go to the I can't even talk. I didn't go to the clothes drive. And when y'all go to them clothes drives, make sure y'all washing them clothes. It's just like Goodwill. Also, Salvation Army will give you vouchers for clothes if you need clothes. So check with your local Salvation Army. When I come back later, I will post all the Greenville, South Carolina resources because that's all I know. That's home for me. So if you're in Greenville, South Carolina and you need help, make sure you tune in tonight. Baby, I got a buku list of stuff. The Miracle Hill give you furniture for your house if you don't have it. They give you food. They give you clothes vouchers. There's no way anyone should be hungry or without anything with all the resources that's out here. Baby, we just got to find them and put their pride to the side. We all struggling. Everybody need help in some kind of way.
You guys, I just came out of Publix. I borrowed my sister's food stamps. And guess what? I spent $300. No one told her to not be paying attention. Anyways, she was there cooking in my house, taking my food, okay? So I went ahead and I grabbed her food stamp card. Because guess what? Next month with the whole government shut down, we're not getting food stamp, guys. Okay? Just saying. So I have to take advantage. And I bought like $300 worth of like meat, chicken, you name it. Okay? So yeah, too bad, so sad. She's probably looking for me because she's been blowing up my phone. Like, where are you? I'm like, I'm going to go shower. But that was like an hour ago. So she's probably like looking for me right now. So yes, I'm so excited. No one told her. Oh, and by the way, I didn't know her PIN number just because a few months ago I went with her shopping and I was like making sure I knew the PIN. So you know what? I grabbed that card, girl. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Okay. Goodbye.
Hey y'all, what y'all doing? People losing their damn mind because come November 1st, food stamps will not be on their damn cards. And even some of them talking about stealing.
I'm gonna tell y'all straight up like this. I just got that text that the link is definitely cut the fuck off for November. Y'all better stay the fuck out of my way in these stores. I'm walking out with carts and I'm not paying for shit.
First of all, you're on the internet talking about you're about to go steal on November 1st because your food stamps is not coming on a card. Don't you know the FBI, the CIA, and the police is looking at all y'all talking about going to steal? Don't y'all know that? You're not the brightest candle in the candle holder, huh? Second of all, if you can get your ass up to go steal, you can get your ass up to go get a job. I'm just saying. And I don't mind about disabled people and people that really can't work like old people. I understand that they need a little assistance. But if you're able-bodied and you young and you having 50,000 kids, girl, please, go get a job.
It's over. No more food stamps for you tonight. It is over. Donald Trump ain't changing his mind.
What in your right mind think that you could sit up and have 55 million babies and think that I'm going to have to pay for the rest of my damn life? Bitch, please. See, the problem is the Democrats got y'all thinking that y'all could stay on food stamps and the Section 8 and the government assistance forever. That's how they get y'all votes. I'm here to tell you. Now, moral of the story is, take your ass out there if you want to. When you come out of that grocery store with that basket, you're going to find somebody waiting on your ass. I'm just saying. Girl, welcome to the working force, okay? You talking about you need food for your kids? Get a job at McDonald's. Kids love Happy Meals. You can get all the free fries you want.
I got another video to share with you because this is exactly what I'm talking about.
All right, y'all, we're going into the Wally World to get our energy drinks that we get every single morning. This is my little pick-me-up for the day, my little self-care routine. Once I get inside, I'll show you which kind I get. All right, let's go get our energy drink. I got it. This one, and I'll get one for tomorrow, too. Get these two. Let's go check out. $5.68. I can't show you my. I'm paying with my EBT card. What the heck? Really? This is what I use every single time. Let's try again. We're going to try this again because that should not have happened at all. Wow. Don't tell me things have already changed. Are you kidding me? So what am I going to do now? Now that I can't buy my drinks with my food stamp card. Are you serious? Well, fuck it then. Fuck it.
Her pick me up for today? Well, who gives me a pick me up by the government? Nobody buys my energy drink today or my Starbucks or anybody else's. All those women and husbands that are going to work every single day, food stamps aren't buying their pick me up to go somewhere. $6 a day every day, 365 days. It's a little over $2,000 a year that the government is buying your energy drinks daily. Seems pretty disgusting to me. But, you know, I'm just one person and it's just my personal opinion. Have a good day.
Not getting SNAP benefits in the month of November is going to suck, and not for the reason that most of y'all are thinking about. I used to get food stamps, and the problem with having food stamps is that I had such a large amount of money at one time that I really never learned how to shop properly. So I would go to the store and fill my basket to the brim because I was excited. I could buy whatever I wanted to buy, and my house was full of groceries. For about 3 weeks. A week before it was time to get food stamps, I was destitute. There was literally nothing in the refrigerator. Most of the families who get food stamps are low-income families, and they've never sat down with a financial professional or anybody to teach them how to budget. So they're budgeting for their groceries on their own, and a lot of them are doing it wrong. Now, introduce a government shutdown to a family who has had no food in their house over the past week and a half, who is ready for them stamps to hit on the first, second, third, fourth, or fifth, and they are in trouble. Mind you, food banks are already overrun with people right now that don't even get food stamps. So now you add a ton of people that have been on government assistance for as long as they can remember, and those food banks are going to get overwhelmed and they're going to run out. I can only imagine what would be going through my mind right now if I was still in that situation, because this right here, this shit gonna hurt.
If you or someone you know is in a red state and they receive SNAP benefits, food stamps, you need to listen to this message and you need to warn everyone. It's looking like as of November 1st, if this shutdown continues, most of the red states are going to zero out the balances of the food stamps that have already been distributed. So if people are saving their food stamps for the next month, I would recommend you don't do that and you go spend the balance now. Get all the food you need before it's too late. There was a town hall meeting with with a bunch of Texas reps. And in that meeting, they said that the balances would be zeroed out. So it is super important that Americans who receive SNAP benefits that are in any red state. I know Texas was the only one that was on that town hall, but I wouldn't trust any of them because they want to be cruel, sick fucks. Talk to your elder family, talk to your veterans, talk to everyone you know, and make sure that if they are in a red state, I would just, if they're in any state, to be honest with you, and they have a balance, they need to go and spend that balance and stock up on food now.
I was in the hair salon this morning doing my hair. By the way, please guys, reshare, like, save this post, send it to all of your friends that are on BET and SNAP and things like that, any of your friends that are on public assistance, because I was in the hair salon this morning and this girl that I know, that she works for the HRA office, which is the Human Resources Administration, she was telling us at this hair salon how they have not got paid since October 1st because of the governmental shutdown, and all of the HRA workers have already been informed that the full SNAP benefits, EBT, okay, SNAP benefits, are going to be stopped on November 1st. So on November 1st and on, nobody is going to be receiving any SNAP EBT full stamp money on their card. Like, your card will be invalid, your card will not work. So she was saying that she's trying to spread the word to people that if you have any full stamps on those cards, those EBT cards, spend the money before November 1st, because once November 1st hits, the cards are going to be inactive and everybody will have to reapply for SNAP benefits to see if you really qualify for these benefits or if you've just been milking the system. So I strongly suggest that you let everybody that you know that if they are on welfare or SNAP EBT benefits, things like that, spend the money on the card and get some groceries, get your Thanksgiving stuff that you can get now with that card, because in November that card is not going to work. So I know that a lot of people, including one of my relatives, she's on SNAP and she was saying that she was saving her money in case the EBT benefits are not going to be given out in November. And I told her what the girl said. I'm like, yo, that girl actually works there, and she said that they will not be working, the cards are going to work, so you're going to lose your money. Whatever money is on the card is going to be balanced out to zero in November, even if you have $800. So guys, I urge you, spend the money, buy your as many things as you can with whatever money you do have on these cards, because November 1st, you are going to be screwed.
So I made a video about people getting on this app, talking about they going to go in them people's store and steal their groceries if they don't get their food. Now, I got people in the comments talking about, well, I'm disabled, this and look, I wasn't even talking about you. The video was about people talking about stealing at the store. Now, if you disabled and you were talking about stealing at the store for some groceries, baby, they don't give a damn about you having a disability in jail. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm heartless, because I'm not. Because I genuinely know there are disabled people that cannot work, and they depending on those government assistance. All I can say is, in your area, check to see if they have food pantries. Check to see if there's any other help when it comes to food assistance. And if your ass is able-bodied and you ain't got no job, go on out there, DoorDash, Lyft, whatever you got to do. Go on ahead and make it. Y'all, it's too much money out here to be made to be going to these folks' stones, stealing, going to jail for some growth. Now, me, I will work extra shifts in this hospital if I have to. I will turn on my DoorDash if I have to, because it's money to be made. People be taking their kids when they DoorDash, so it ain't like you need to babysit the DoorDash. People be taking their kids with them. If y'all plan on going to them folks' establishment stealing, and they got posts on the internet, they gonna have security wait on y'all ass. And I bet you they're gonna try to beef up the security in these places too. And one thing I ain't gonna do, because I normally do a Walmart pickup because I'm a Walmart Plus customer, is I ain't let no spark deliver me no groceries, because if somebody take my groceries, we're going to have a problem. So I'm going to start going to Walmart and doing a Walmart pickup to get my groceries. Because ain't nobody finna steal mine, because we're going to have a big problem.
All right. So this morning I just got up and my kids asked for a snack. So I pulled out some snacks or whatever. Ty, let's go. You want juice?
Yes.
What else you want? You want chips?
Yep.
You want candy?
Yes.
What kind? We got different kinds of candy. You say what, Taco? So I can hear you. What you saying? What kind you want?
Freeze sour strips.
Sour strips?
Yeah.
Okay, boom. You want fruit roll up?
Yeah.
Here you go. You want a muffin?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Milk, let's go. You want the juice?
Yes.
Okay. You want some chips? You want popcorns?
Yes.
You want candy?
Yes.
What kind you want? You got different kinds. You got lemon head.
Dry sour chips.
You want freeze dried sour strips too?
Yes.
Here you go. You want fruit roll up?
Yes.
You want muffin?
Yes.
All right. Y'all say thank you to Trump.
This one
passed at the Family Dollar Store. They let us buy some snacks off our food stamps at the dollar store, so we got lucky. This one for Walmart right here. These for the Family Dollar Store. So thank you, Trump. Say thank you, Trump, y'all.
Thank you, Trump.
That's what we talking about. You feel me? All right, y'all, stay tuned. Love y'all.